A second person has now died in the wilds of New Mexico, apparently while searching for an elusive treasure chest hidden by an eccentric millionaire. It's known as the Forest Fen Treasure, a chest filled with gold nuggets and precious gems, possibly worth $2 million. Tens of thousands of people have searched the Rocky Mountains for the fortune, and as NPR's John Burnett reports, more and more are risking their lives.
Whitewater rafters spotted the body floating in the Rio Grande between Española and Taos 2 weeks ago. New Mexico State Police believe it is that of 52-year-old Paris Wallace, an evangelical pastor from Colorado and an avid Fen treasure hunter. His silver Tahoe was found parked on a rural road near a trailhead about 7 miles upstream. He's the second outdoorsman believed to have perished in the quest for the famed Fen treasure. In January 2016, a retired mechanic named Randy Bilyeu, also from Colorado, hiked into the rugged forest north of Santa Fe and never returned. After the second fatality, the chief of the New Mexico State Police had had enough. "This is putting lives at risk," Pete Casetas told the AP. "I would implore that he stop this nonsense." He is Forrest Fen.
"No one knows where that treasure chest is but me. They can go get it, but I'm not going to tell them where it is. If I die tomorrow, the knowledge of that location goes to in the coffin with me."
That was from a story we aired on this program last year. Fen is 86 years old, a former Santa Fe art dealer and prolific collector of Native American artifacts. On the occasion of the Colorado pastor's death, Fen wrote this in an email to NPR. "I would advise them, the searchers, to stop taking risks. The treasure is not hidden in a dangerous place. I hid it when I was about 80 years old." Some longtime Fen treasure hunters agree with him.
"I think folks watch a little bit too much reality TV, and they think they have to be Indiana Jones to go out and look for this thing."
Dale Neitzel writes a blog that is a chronicle and bulletin board for Fen treasure seekers.
"What Forrest intended was to get kids off the couch and away from their video games and families out doing things together in the mountains."
The chest is 10 by 10 inches and weighs about 40 pounds. Fen says he hid it in the vast and rugged Rocky Mountains, somewhere between Santa Fe and the Canadian border at an elevation above 5,000 feet. Clues are found in a poem in his self-published book, The Thrill of the Chase. Since Fen hid the ornate box 7 years ago, he estimates at least 100,000 people have gone looking for it. Deitzel says his blog gets 600 to 800 visits an hour. After the story I wrote about Forrest Fen aired in March 2016, I'm still getting emails from people obsessed with locating the fortune or exposing it as a hoax. Cynthia Meacham, a retired high-tech worker in Albuquerque, claims she's taken more than 100 hikes in the Carson National Forest of northern New Mexico exploring for the chest. For now, the state police is not advising searchers to stop looking for the treasure, only to be more careful. Meacham says, yeah, the great outdoors can be dangerous, including the mighty Rio Grande.
"I mean, this is every year people die in the river and none of them are searching for Forrest Fen's treasure. I think it's ludicrous that the police chief thinks it's fair that he can dictate what adventures we can and can't do."
Hoping to head off another tragedy, Fen posted a note on Dale Neitzel's blog on Friday. His clues are hungrily read by searchers eager to find the cache of booty. "The treasure chest is not underwater, nor is it near the Rio Grande," Forrest Fen writes. "It's not necessary to move large rocks or climb up or down a steep precipice." He concludes, "The search is supposed to be fun." John Burnett, NPR News.